driven by Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Back in here for hour two of the game. We will do You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. The most frustrating stat about Bob Stoops' career coming up at 5:40. We'll squeeze some Royals in as well. And in just a moment, one of Bill Snyder's greatest accomplishments of his career ties into Bob Stoops. If you want to interact with us, feel free to at the Game KMAN on Twitter. You can also give the show a call, 537-1350, or toll-free 866-776-1350. We did have a good chat with Todd Lisenby, Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter, in the first hour of the show. If you missed that, catch the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, and the On Demand tab. Here's this. With Bob Stoops retiring, there are certainly a bunch of ties back here to Manhattan and K-State and Bill Snyder for all the obvious reasons. But one of the things that I started to reflect upon in the wake of Bob Stoops retiring, I will legitimately miss him. And there is a part of me that has liked Bob Stoops more simply because he really started from the ground up here at K-State. He helped build the foundation at K-State with Bill Snyder. And there's a certain level, I think, of pride in the fact that being a K-State fan and somebody that really I'm doing what I'm doing because of K-State football, it's all I cared about as a kid. There's a level of pride in what Bob Stoops went on to do. It's a complicated legacy as it ties into K-State because we know as well about the 1998 taking the assistant coaches right about the time the Cats were about to play in the Big 12 championship game. You know my thoughts and feelings on 98, so that complicates it somewhat. But the pride in Bob Stoops overrides all that. And it really underscores one of the greatest accomplishments of Bill Snyder's coaching career. You know, obviously you can't put it there at number one because simply turning around this program here in Manhattan has to be number one. But if you're talking about tangible things you can point back to on the coaching career of Bill Snyder, right up there in the top five has to be the coaching tree that he has produced. And the crown jewel of that coaching tree is Bob Stoops. Bob Stoops goes on to be the winningest coach in Oklahoma history. And besides being a grad assistant at Iowa and I believe he was at Kent State for a short period of time as well before he came to K-State. I mean, this is really where he came of age as a major assistant coach. Bill Snyder's tutelage helped make that happen. And to me, I can't help but just look back on it and marvel at what Bill Snyder has done in his career with the coaches that he has produced, led first and foremost by Bob Stoops.
And it's not just that he's only been able to do it with one side of the football. I mean, we've seen minds from both sides of the ball have success where they've gone and win national championships with Oklahoma in 2000. We see Brent Venables, obviously, this past year winning a national championship as the defensive coordinator. And I think that something that is forgotten when you're talking about Snyder's coaching tree, when you bring that up, everyone says, all right, you know, you got Stoops, the Stoops brothers, you got Jim Leavitt, you've got Brent Venables. But don't forget some of the guys that have actually been a part of the Snyder 2.0 that are just now starting to spread their wings a little bit. We see Michael Smith at Arkansas. I think that he has a very promising future in coaching. Joe Bob Clements at Oklahoma State, I think that he's got a pretty promising future in coaching. And we're just now starting to see Jake Waters getting his career started, Colin Klein coming back to K-State. And I think that's something that's actually going to be really fun to watch over the next 10 years. We know what Bob Stoops did and what Brent Venables has done and what Jim Leavitt has done. Now let's see what this new crop is going to do because the tree continues to expand and grow.
And all those guys will just be gravy frosting on the cake that has already been not gravy on the cake. Well, you know, it's gravy, comma, space, frosting on the cake that's already been created because you already have 9 assistants from Bill Snyder's coaching tree that have gone on to be head coaches. Bob Stoops, Mark Mangino, Jim Leavitt, Brett Bielma, Mike Stoops, Phil Bennett, Dana Dimmel, Del Miller, Carl Pellini, maybe the weirdest addition of that bunch there. But they have all gone on to be head coaches and have turned, I mean, a lot of these guys are responsible for incredible turnarounds. Bob Stoops, say what you will about Oklahoma and the history of that program, but that was absolutely a turnaround job by Stoops. Mark Mangino turned Kansas into something that legitimately scared the blank out of me when he was at Kansas Jim Leavitt took USF from the ground up. All these guys were able to, well, not all these guys had turnarounds like that, but all these guys left their mark, certainly as assistant coaches and then becoming head coaches. And that's the real trend here with his coaching tree, is guys that were able to embark on some of the most remarkable turnaround jobs in college football history. And I think that also helps you just trace back their roots to Bill Snyder, because some of these guys obviously had other stints, other places. Bob Stoops went on to Florida for a little while, won a national championship there as their defensive coordinator. But when you see all these guys turning around programs, that's where I think you clearly just have to trace their roots all the way back to Bill Snyder.
And it's not just the success that they've had, but the way that they've changed college football. I mean, we've seen some really innovative developments to the game of college football come from the coaches that are on this tree, and it started with what K-State started doing with the quarterback position in the late 90s. I mean, I think that you can say that K-State was instrumental in developing what has now evolved to more of the air raid offense and having dynamic quarterbacks that can do everything. But those coaches have gone on and had success doing it in ways that the game had never seen before, and that's just as impactful as the success itself.
Well, and Bill Snyder early on in his career was credited with being pretty innovative in terms of the passing game that he was using when everybody else was I formation, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, just ram it into the line. Yeah, there's a lot of innovation that came from that. I mean, Mike Leach branched off of the Bob Stoops coaching tree there when he went to Texas Tech and, you know, brought a really effective spread offense to the Big 12 in the form of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. So if you really want to start branching out all those branches and leaves, whatever, off the tree that come off of that, I mean, there's a ton of impact here. And that's a part of this whole coaching tree equation for Bill Snyder, and a part of why it's such an impressive part of his legacy. You know, you don't have to have a tremendous coaching tree to be a legendary coach. Coach K, his coaching tree has not always been that impressive necessarily. In the NFL, like Bill Belichick, some of his assistants have gone on and been so-so. They're still revered as legendary coaches. But what having a tremendous coaching tree does is just enhance your legacy when you're gone. When you are out of college football, your legacy will live on. Now, Bob Stoops, crazy enough, is retired before Bill Snyder has once again here. But there's still enough of an impact there that helps keep a more lasting legacy if you do have a coaching tree like this.
I'm just I'm excited to see what happens over the next 15, 20 years as the tree continues to grow, because like I said, it doesn't appear like Bob Stoops had been the brightest branch, the branch that had grown the most from the tree, but there's still a lot of potential there with a lot of the coaches that are still in the game and a lot of younger ones as well, and I'm just excited to see what happens with them.
Yeah,
hopefully it's not against K-State to the extent that Bob Stoops was against K-State.
Sure. Well, and Stoops in and of himself is put together a pretty impressive resume as far as this is concerned, too. But I mentioned Mike Leach, but Kevin Sumlin, Kevin Wilson, Lincoln Riley now as well, obviously, have all come from Bob Stoops. So there's another part of it still living, breathing in college football today, the impact that that Bill Snyder has had on the game. And even when you take it into just schools that have been immensely impacted by Bill Snyder and some of the guys that have come off of his coaching tree, you're talking K-State, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Texas Tech, Kansas, South Florida. A lot of reach there with what he has been able to do. And it really is. It's not just my opinion sitting here telling you that this should be one of the biggest things that we think about with the legacy of Bill Snyder. I did a quick Google search today just trying to see, because I went through in my head all the names, and I can pretty much rattle them off just by memory, and you think, man, this is pretty impressive. But I wonder if nationally that gets as much respect as what I have for it. Just go do it at home right now. Just do a Google search for best college football coaching trees. Like the first three articles and lists that came up in like 2014, 2016, 2013, I think were the ones I was looking at. All of them. First thing I would see when I click on it was a picture of Bill Snyder. And Bill Snyder was pretty much the consensus number one in terms of best coaching trees of all time in college football. I believe there was one that even went a step further back and called it just the Hayden Fry coaching tree, because that includes, you know, Kirk Ferentz, Barry Alvarez, like that. You can start adding a lot more to it if you trace that even further back. But Bill Snyder certainly is a giant part of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much more to add there. I just I think that you probably do have to go ahead and give some respect to Hayden Fry and make sure that he's mentioned in this conversation, because it's not fair to say that Bill Snyder did it all by himself. He didn't. It's really like Bill Snyder's one gigantic branch that off of the main trunk of the tree, if you want to get that literal with it. But I always pay attention when I see that picture pop up on ESPN. We were watching a clip in the sports office earlier of the 2000 K-State Oklahoma game, and there it is, that picture of the 1980 whatever it was,
83.
Iowa 1983 Iowa coaching staff, and them just going through all of them and seeing where it's gone even from there when it was impressive at the time is pretty amazing.
It's not often that you can get a national consensus on something great about K-State or Bill Snyder. We always feel like there's a chip on the shoulder, not enough respect. This is one of the few aspects of it where Bill Snyder and K-State seem to get their due. People recognize that coaching tree and just how great it has been. Now part of it is leaving college football with Bob Stoops, crazy enough, in the aftermath of his announcement yesterday. We roll on with hour two of the game here. You can't be serious at 5:50. Most frustrating Bob Stoops career stat for us here in Manhattan at 5:40. But coming up next, it's not often I quote the Backstreet Boys on air. Quit playing games with my heart. You're listening to The Game.